If you travel, you know when it comes to love.
See you soon.
Can't wait.
The sky is no limit. You know with your Delta Amex card, being oceans apart means meeting in Aruba. And booking a war travel with your card means saving 15% on Delta flights. You know kissing under the bridge of sighs guarantees eternal love. Because you're the long-distance lovebirds. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Take off 15 discount not applicable to partner operated flights or taxes and fees. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/you know.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Support for this podcast is provided by Subchuck Law. Revolution Recap thanks Subchuck Law for their support of our show, local independent media, and their mission of bringing unbiased truth. Welcome, everyone, to another episode of Revolution Recap. We have a very special episode for you today. We are doing a fantasy draft of Revolution goal scorers. It's basically fantasy soccer, but just Rev specifics. We're going to be picking who we think is going to score the most goals. And today I've brought in two guys who are making their Revolution Recap debut, throwing them directly into the fire and testing their fantasy sports skills. First, from Revolution Nation, Andy Judd. Andy, how's it going?
Yeah, it's great. Thanks for having me on.
Really excited to have you on. You've been on our list for a while to get onto the podcast, and I'm really excited to get you into this kind of preseason draft. So I'm excited to test your skills here. And also joining us is one of the newer members of the Revolution Media. It's Caleb Pongratz. Caleb, how's it going?
I'm doing good. How are you? Thank you for having me on.
I'm doing great. Thank you for coming on. And this is kind of your welcome to the Revolution Media. Caleb has started writing for Pro Soccer and has some really good interviews that he's already posted and coming out. So make sure you're following Andy and Caleb on social media and you're following their work. Before we begin, can you guys give out your social media handles just in case our listeners don't follow you right now? We'll start with Andy. Where can they find your work?
Sure. So you guys can follow me on Twitter. My handle is at Andy Revs Nation. You can find my work over at Boston Sports Nation under the Revolution tab. So that's bossportsnation.com, and just click on the little Revolution banner and that'll bring you to all my stuff.
And Caleb, where can people find your work?
Of course. You guys can find me on Twitter. My username is my first and last name with the number 10. So that's Caleb Pongratz 10. You can also find my work on ProstAmerica.com. Once you click on ProstAmerica.com, you can click the MLS section. And from there, you can separate it between Eastern and Western Conference. And you can see the New England Revolution tab there. Once you tap that, all of my articles will pop up. And I've got a lot of stuff coming. So share, like, follow. Be ready.
And we'll be having all of their handles in the show notes of this episode, so you can go check that out, too, after you are done listening here today. But we are doing a fantasy draft to see which one of us can, has the best fantasy sports knowledge as it relates to the New England Revolution. Basically, the ground rules are this. We'll be drafting players. We're only counting goals in the regular season for the Revolution. So essentially, we're going to be picking teams of eight. And whoever's team has the most goals wins this competition. And as no Leagues Cup, no U.S. Open Cup, no preseason, no postseason, goals scored in the regular season for the New England Revolution. So if a player goes to Europe or if a player is traded, any goals scored for other teams don't count. So that's essentially what we're doing. It's pretty simple. Caleb, the owner of the only Nacho Heel. What is the Defiance kit, right? You're the first person to own a Nacho Heel Defiance kit. Not only do you have that distinct honor of being the only person in the world with a Defiance kit, but you also have the number one pick in this draft. So best of luck to you, Caleb.
Of course. With the first overall selection in this draft, I will be taking designated player forward Giacomo Vrioni as pick number one.
I just realized I should have done the NFL draft music. The you know
You want to edit it in? We can edit it in.
Caleb, editing takes time, and you know what? It's the thought that counts. So I think our listeners won't hold it against me.
Yeah, they can just pretend to listen to it in their heads in between each pick. I think that makes sense.
Perfect.
Well, getting to the pick, though, Andy, I don't know about you. I had Vrioni as my number one pick as well.
I did, yes.
Yeah, I think that he's going to have a lot of time up front. Even if he struggles at the beginning of the season, he's going to log a ton of minutes. And I think the Revs are going to ride him out, worst case scenario. So he's going to definitely get his chances as being the team's top striker.
Yeah, I agree. I had him at number one in my ranking as well. I think just from a minute standpoint, he's going to be playing a ton up top. And he didn't play a ton last year, so I don't really hold it against him too much. His only goal being, of course, from the penalty spot. But I think, you know, he's going to do okay this year, mostly because, you know, we've seen it before. I think he has a skill set that translates pretty well. We've seen that from other strikers that have come from the same league. I want to say he was playing in Austria. So, yeah, I'm high on him this year. I think it's a smart pick to take him at number one.
All right, and that leads to my pick. I've got the number two pick overall, and I'm going to go with what I think is the safe pick in Carles Hill. He's going to be taking penalty kicks. He's going to be on the field all season long as he's healthy. He might not necessarily be the Golden Boot winner for the Revolution, but I'd be shocked if he doesn't score at least six or seven goals, and I love the fact that he's going to be taking penalty kicks. So I'm drafting Carles Hill. What do you guys think of that pick?
I think it's a really solid pick. I personally wouldn't have taken him at my one or my two, just for the jurisdiction. I don't think that he's a lock at penalties for the year. I really believe that Carles would give up that honor to Vrioni as he did last season to get him accustomed, to get him his first goal. Similar to like teams across the league, they want their DP forwards scoring goals, and I think Carles is going to be more focused on the assist factor rather than the scoring factor in this season. But I think it's still a solid pick. It's a safe pick, but I don't think I would have picked him too. That's just my opinion.
Well, why don't I go to Andy? Andy, what do you think of that pick? And then if you weren't going to go two, who are you taking at three?
So I think it's a good pick. I also didn't have him. I'm looking at the spreadsheet here that I put together of all the players. I would not have taken him too, but I respect the pick, and I sort of feel like I'm going to come to regret not having him on my squad. But for me, my second ranked player that I have here is a kind of a tricky one because he's not currently in the country. I'm going to go with Gustavo Bo here at three. He is a player that has pretty much consistently produced with New England when he's been healthy. Staying healthy, of course, has kind of been a concern with him. I don't think he played a ton of minutes last year, but when he was healthy, I think there was a stretch of, I want to say it was maybe 10 games in the middle of the season where he was healthy and ready to go. And I think he put up, I want to say like all seven of his goals, I think came from that, from that stretch. So when he's healthy and he's on, you know, I think he's going to be good for me. And I'm honestly hoping that he stays healthy, as I imagine most Revs fans will be, and that he gets back to America from Argentina. So yes, I will be taking Bo at three. And I feel pretty lucky, by the way, to have the 3-4 turn here because I statted out these players, and it seems like a lot of the goals come from the top section. So getting two in a row is pretty helpful. But how do you feel about that pick?
I was just going to say I had Bo as three, and he's kind of the big question mark because we don't know his situation. I'm sure he's going to come back, but I think he has injury question marks. And the other thing too about Gustavo Bow is I'm not totally convinced he's going to be here this whole season. You know, I wouldn't be shocked if he ends up going back to Argentina midseason. Not saying it will happen, but I just think there's a lot of question marks around Gustavo Bow, whereas Carlos Gil is going to be playing full season. So I kind of felt a little bit better, but I imagine who you're taking at four. I agree with your, if I was to choose one spot to be in, I think I would like to take number three because of who you're going to take next. But, Caleb, what are your thoughts on that pick?
I think Gustavo's a solid pick. I actually had him at two. I think Gustavo is the safest option, out of any of the players available. Though he hasn't appeared with the team as he's awaiting his, green card that I have been told that it is coming it's in the coming days. It's very close to being, to arriving. So he should be with the team very soon. Should be before the first game of the season. He might be there for the last preseason game. I'm not entirely sure at this moment, but I think that's a solid pick. Gustavo played in 19 games last year. He had 8 goals. 17 of those games were starts. He led the team in shots. He also led the team in offsides. So I think that's a player that's going to get forward. Bo is someone you need.
And also, we should note that we are recording this on February 15th. This isn't coming out until next week, so maybe some of this information is old.
Right. If he's no longer on the team, then that pick didn't happen. Just keep that in mind.
Andy, who you got at four?
At number four, I'm taking the young money player on the Revs. I will be taking Dylan Barrero. And it's a similar reason. It's when he's on the field, he scores, and he hasn't been on the field a ton, right? Because he was also injured for a good stretch of last season. But in terms of minutes per goal, in terms of times when they were playing and healthy, the best mark on the team was Adam Buxa, who of course is no longer with the Revs. Second was Gustavo Bo, and third was Dylan Barrero at 200.66 minutes per goal. So I think that's the way to go. I think he's going to see a ton of time, and I think he's my pick for a breakout player on this team. So I'm pretty pleased about it.
I think that was the no-brainer pick. I don't have much to add. I think your analysis is pretty spot on, and I considered Barrero at two, to be completely honest with you. But Caleb, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, it's a solid pick. I mean, he that's obviously the top four players right there with Giacomo, Carlos, Gustavo, and Dylan. Those guys are going to get you locks. Dylan has our only goal so far in preseason. He's going to be hungry. I think he's going to be solid. Just the only concern I have for Dylan is his injury history. And if will he stay healthy? Because last year he only played in 12 games. Hopefully he stays healthy. I hope it works out for you. And I think that's a solid pick.
Now I have the displeasure of picking five, and I don't know if you guys agree with this, but I've thought long and hard about this one, and there's multiple directions I can kind of go with. And right away, I know that my team is going to be extremely risky just because, I don't know, it's a tough one. It's definitely a tough one. This is either going to be a great pick or a stupid pick. I'm going to pick Bobby Wood, and the reason why is because there just aren't a lot of goals coming from the rest of the field right now. I considered Latif Blessing, but he didn't score last year. He had 2 goals for LAFC in the 2 years before that. I didn't like that goal output. Brandon Bye scores about 2 a year. Dewan Jones doesn't get on the scoreboard very often, and who knows if he's here this whole year. So I think the next best option is to just go with a striker, and in case Frioni or Gustavo Bo doesn't get a lot of minutes, and they're on your teams too, so I'll take the kind of backup, and I think Bobby Wood, being the guy that the Revs traded Gam to acquire, I think he is going to be above Justin Renix and Josie Altidore in the depth chart, and I think he gets the most minutes at striker outside of Bo and Brioni. So I'm going to go with Bobby Wood, and if he is out the entire season and doesn't score, I will look back at this pick with great regret.
Yeah, I think it's a smart pick. And I think we're getting to the part of the draft because you mentioned this doing this draft a few days ago. And I got to thinking about it. After the first four picks, you have to kind of make a decision as to whether you're going to go with players who are going to get minutes but maybe don't score as often, or if you're going to go with players who play a position that has a higher likelihood of getting goals. But maybe they don't start. So I respect your decision to go that direction. It's not the direction I would have gone, but I like Bobby Wood as a player, and I think if one of the strikers gets hurt, he's going to play.
All right. So I now have the jurisdiction of having two picks in a row. And I'm going to take another risk similar to your route, except I will be taking Jozy Altidore next. Noting on the factor that he has 135 minutes thus far in preseason. He's been consistent in the lineup with Carles, Panayiotou, and Barrero. I feel like he's the obvious choice to fit in there when Giacomo is not starting, or if they do a different formation where there's two strikers, it's possible he fits in that formation. So I think Jozy Altidore is the giant risk, but I think it's a realistic pick.
I think that's totally fair, and it's similar along the lines of my Bobby Wood pick, where if you don't really like any of the options around the field, go with a striker and hope they get minutes. So I don't mind that pick at all. Andy, any thoughts there?
No, it's a good pick. Same idea as yours, Greg. It's going to take probably an injury or missing some minutes from the guys up top, but we've seen that happen. So. Yeah, I think it makes sense.
Perfect. And with my next pick, I'll be taking another ginormous risk, as I will be taking the player that scored 7 goals and recorded 3 assists last year for Georgetown. I'm taking Jack Panayiotou, as I believe he'll be starting on the right flank or getting minutes guaranteed off the bench for the team in 2023.
This is getting spicy. I like it. Andy, what are your immediate thoughts? I didn't have him on my board for a little bit, but Andy, what are your thoughts there?
So he was further down my list as well, but I'm immediately jealous that Caleb got him here. Mostly because if you've been paying attention at all to the Revs official Twitter account through preseason, you've probably noticed that every time he touches the field, they have about 3 or 4 really excited tweets about him. He hasn't played for the first team in a real MLS match yet, so I don't think we really know what the future holds there. But if hype is anything to go off of, then I'm pretty excited about the prospect of him. So I think it's a good pick.
I am going to kind of go back to the starter well and hear me out on this one. I think this one, again, we got to get a little bit creative, but I'm actually going to pick Brandon Bai. Brandon Bai is not a massive goal scorer here. He's got 2 goals in 2022, 2 in 2021, none in the pandemic year of 2020, but 2 again in 2019 and 1 in 2018. So we can expect probably a baseline, at least 1 or 2 from him. But I think he's going to be a bit of a terror on set pieces. And I think if the Revs go to kind of a three-man back line, you can expect Brandon Bai and Dewan Jones to kind of move up a little bit more. And I feel like Brandon Bai might be a little bit more involved in the attack this year. So I'm kind of really relying on him to kind of be a bit of a beast on aerial set pieces, maybe off of corners, and maybe get a little bit more involved in the attack on that right flank. So it's a risky pick, but I'm going with Brandon Bai next.
I'm also jealous of that pick. He was actually next on my board. Yes. And so of all defenders on the Revs last year, he led the team with 9 shots on target. He was by far the most involved defender in the attack. He had 2 goals, which was more than Dewan Jones had. And so I think if you're going outside back here, it's a smart pick to go with him first over Jones, even though I love Jones. But yeah, I'm already jealous. So good pick from me.
Yeah, I feel like that's a solid pick all overall. I really had him. And I had him banking on him falling a little bit further, but looking at the goal contributions across the 2022 season, it seems realistic to pick him this early, and that's a solid pick.
And it's a shame that we're not doing goals and assists, because he had 7 assists last year. I didn't realize that until I was going over the stats, but he had a very, very solid offensive season last year. So, Andy, you got 2 picks here. Who you got?
I do have 2 picks, so I am going to pick with my next selection, newcomer to the team, Latif Blessing. I know we've talked a bit about him already. He didn't have, I don't think, any goals last season. He only had 2 the year before that, and that's coming on a team that was, let's say, better at scoring more goals than the Revs were last year. But I see him kind of fitting into this lineup. I'm putting together my ideas of what the lineup's going to look like. I think a 4-2-3-1 feels like it makes sense. And if that's the lineup, I think he slots in kind of in that Tommy McNamara role that we saw him play last year, kind of in central midfield. Tommy Mac had 4 goals last season. I think if Latif Blessing steps into that role, he could be pretty involved. So I'm kind of banking on banking on Tommy McNamara production from Latif Blessing here.
Like the pick, that's where I was going next. I think you said it pretty well. Any thoughts, Caleb?
Solid pick. 2022, he had no goals. 2021, he had 2. 2020, he had 2. 2019, he had 6. I think that's a solid pick. If he gets his form in, he could get you a couple of goals.
That's the hope. Yes. So I went with Latif Blessing there. I think I have the next pick on the turn here. And if that's the case, then I'm going to go with Duan Jones for all the same reasons, basically, that Brandon Bye was talked up. Duan Jones makes sense here. He's involved in the attack. He's a player that gets up the field pretty often. He had not very, I think he had 1 goal last season, but he was more involved with assists. I think, of all the remaining players on the field that are going to see minutes, I think he's next most likely to put a few home.
That's where I was going next too. So I agree with both your picks. Caleb, do you have anything to say? I agree with that logic completely, and I don't have anything else to add.
It's a solid pick. Dewan's the next realistic player on my list. 1 goal, 7 assists. If the Revs continue to play their 3-5-2, 5-3-2 formation that they've been doing, I could totally see Jones sliding in and getting multiple minutes attacking. The only downside of Jones right now is he's yet to appear in a preseason game to the public. He hasn't played in a single game that's been broadcasted yet, though we have no idea regarding who played in the Inter-Miami first scrimmage. So it'll be interesting to know his timetable. He might be injured right now. I had a source let me know he had a slight injury early on in camp when he went to Florida. But I haven't heard anything since. And I think that if Jones regains his health, that's a solid pick.
I'm going to go a little off the beaten path here for my next pick. And again, this is kind of an area we got to get a little bit creative and I might be reaching here a little bit, but I'm going to go Noel Buck. I think he had a pretty nice break. he had a little breakout last year. I know it was only 300 minutes, but I think he's poised to get more. I considered Esmer with this pick, but I think the Revs, he's got some minutes today with Revs too, and that gives me pause that maybe the Revs want to develop him a little bit further. And I also know he went on trial over in Europe in this offseason, so I'm not totally sure if he's in the first team plans, if he might go on loan. I'm just not totally sure. Whereas Noel Buck, I think, is a little bit more proven with the first team, and I think he might get minutes if there's an injury in that midfield. Only 1 goal last year in about 300 minutes with Revs 1, but he had 5 goals in 2021 with Revs 2. So that's a bit, I know it's a bit of a stretch, but I'm going to go with Noel Buck as kind of an upside pick where if he gets 1,000, 1,500 minutes, I could definitely see him scoring 3 or 4 goals, similar to Tommy McNamara last year.
Why'd you do that? That was my next pick.
Good.
That was my next pick. Noel Buck, I think, is a play. He was my sleeper that I thought would fall to the fourth round, I think would fall back to me, but we're going to hear a lot of Taylor Swift this year. I have a feeling he's going to have a lot of goals. I do see him immediately as the replacement for either Polster or for Latif Blessing. I think it's a realistic pick. Like you said earlier, 7 games played in 2022. He had 291 minutes. 4 of those games he came off the bench and he had 1 goal. So I think that's a solid pick. I think it's great.
All right, Caleb. Well, sorry to put you, sorry to steal one of your picks, but you got 2 here on the turn. What do you got?
So I'm going to take the midfielder that will start over him, and that is Matt Polster. I will take Matt next. Matt in 2022 had 2 goals. He played in 28 games. He also had 2 assists. Matt's known to shoot the ball. I think he is a threat that going forward could be valuable. He did have 17 shots last year from his deep role. And I think he'll contribute at least a handful of goals. I think that's a safe pick.
I think so too. And I think he's got minutes. So I think you got that behind you. Andy, what do you think of that pick?
I like it. A big fan of Polster. You know, if he's healthy, he's going to play. So you've got that going for you. He put two goals away last year. That's pretty good. He's made himself pretty well known on set pieces. I feel like he finds good spots in the box for little rebounds. So you have that going for you as well. Yeah, big fan of Matt Polster. So I think it's a smart choice at this point in the draft.
Sweet. And for my next pick, and I have a feeling it's going to be a steal pick from one of you coming up. He had a great career in college, 6 goals, 12 assists in 2 years at Maryland. I'm taking fourth overall pick in the MLS 2023 Super Draft, Joshua Bulma. I believe that he's going to have an instant impact in the Revolution team this year. He reminds me a lot of Tejon Buchanan, and he actually currently, without the Orlando game being played on the 18th, leads the team in minutes played in preseason with 182. He has 2 more minutes than Carlos Hill. And I think that he's gonna provide some goals to the squad.
Yeah, I like this pick a lot. He's a big question mark. I think this is a high risk, high reward pick. I think where you got him is good. I think it's hard to know what exactly his role is because I've seen some lineups and it's kind of implied that he's playing a little bit of outside back, but I could also see him playing in the attack as a winger or in the central midfield. He's got a lot of good versatility and he's got a great career at Maryland. And the Revs traded up to get him. So similar to my logic with Bobby Wood, I feel like the Revs wouldn't trade up for someone that they don't plan on using. So I like the Bulma pick a lot, but I could see a scenario where he gets 1500 minutes, and I could also see him getting a scenario where he gets like 200 minutes in year one. So I'm curious to see how this pick works out. I think if it works out for you, though, it's going to be a big home run. So, Andy, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I like the pick. I had Bulma coming up on my board as well. We've seen him get a good amount of minutes in preseason. We know he was productive in college. We know he has the kind of athletic profile that seems to be productive for scoring goals. And what's great about him is he seems like he can play a lot of different positions. So if he doesn't just have to wait for one specific player on the field to miss time to ascend to the first spot. So he can play in the midfield, he can play attacking midfielder, he can play on a wing, he can play outside back. So I think it's a smart pick. It's a good versatile player to have. And yeah, I like the pick.
I guess I'm going to have to go with a guy that I don't want to say I don't like, but he's going to find his way in the lineup some way or another. I think all Revs fans know this. I'm going Tommy McNamara, fourth in goals last season for the Revolution with 4. If there's any injuries anywhere in the midfield, I know there are young guys to step up. I know there's Noel Buck, but Tommy McNamara just always seems to find his way in the lineup and to get minutes. So maybe this is a bit of a hedge with Noel Buck that maybe if there's an injury in the midfield instead of Buck, they go with T-Mac. But I think T-Mac, if he's getting his minutes, he's going to contribute 3 or 4. So I'm going to go with Tommy McNamara. I feel like the fifth round, I can't let him slide any further.
I am very mad you made that pick because he was going to be my next pick. You can run, but you can't hide from Tommy Mack on this team. So yeah, I thought I was gonna get him this late, and you were all going to be like, that was way too early to take him, and apparently not. But I love the pick. I think he, even if he doesn't get a ton of minutes, he's such a versatile player, and Bruce loves putting him in there. So I think we're going to see a good amount of him this year anyways. So yeah, I like it. He would have
I'm
been my
surprised on how highly you guys both rated Tommy Mack there. I personally don't even have Tommy Mack on my board. Tommy Mack has 17 minutes in preseason so far, and I feel like he is quite literally turning into that depth guy. I don't think he'll play a lot in 2023, unless, knock on wood, that it doesn't happen, that unless everyone in our midfield gets hurt.
Caleb, there's 24 picks. You didn't have Tommy McNamara in your first 24 picks?
No, I did not. Nope.
Tommy Mack doesn't need a preseason to be fit enough to put 4 away. He comes whether you like it or not. So
years from now, when the Revolution win MLS Cup in 2035, Tommy McNamara will somehow have 3 goals for that team.
Yes, he will.
How old will he be in 2035? 50?
Thank you to our sponsor, Galasso Kits. Go to GalassoKits.com and check out their wide inventory of jerseys, jackets, scarves, and more. All things soccer for pretty much every soccer club you can think of, club or country. And when you find something you like, make sure you use promo code REVSRECAP to save 15% off your order. Everything in the store at GalassoKits.com, you can save 15% off by using promo code REVSRECAP. Where are we? Andy, it's your pick, right? I just took McNamara?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, back to back to Andy. Go ahead.
Back to back for me. Okay, so that's throwing me for a bit of a loop here, that pick. But I'm gonna go right down to the next one. I'm gonna pick. I believe I'm gonna try and pronounce this as correctly as I can, having only read it on the internet. I'm gonna go with Esmir. I think Bajrekterević is how I've seen it, or Bajrekterević.
Home run.
Excellent. I've been reading through a bunch of pronunciation guides, so hopefully I got that one right.
I actually didn't pick him because I didn't want to try to pronounce his last name.
Yes. Yeah, that almost held me back. But he seems like an intriguing player. You know, we didn't see a ton from him last year, but he wasn't eligible to play for the Revs for most of last year. So everything I've seen, read, and heard about him is that he is supremely talented, and he's an up-and-comer with the U.S. Youth national setup. And of course, we all saw some highlights of him training in, I believe, the Netherlands with AZ Alkmaar. So, I'm going to bank on him finding a few minutes here and there, and kind of like Noel Buck did last year, finding one or two.
I like the pick. I think it's great value for the end of the fifth round. Good pick overall, and I think it's a high reward pick if he ends up breaking out. I could see him having a Tejan Buchanan type of breakout year like Tejan did in 2020. So this actually might be the pick of the draft, in my opinion.
Well, let's hope so for my sake. I take these very seriously, apparently. on the turn here, I'm going to go right into the next one. This one is pretty risky because he does not currently have a contract with the Revs. I'm going to take current trialist, unsigned trialist, Ima Boateng. I believe we said we could take players who weren't technically on the team. I'm going to bank on the fact that he's been with the team for the whole preseason. I'm going to bank on the idea that he gets offered a contract. And if he, you know, if he plays, if he makes the team and he plays, we know what he can do. We know he can be an impact player off the bench late in games, and he scored a few last year. So I'm banking on a player who's not even on the team, but hopefully it works out for me.
Yeah, I think that's a good pick. Realistically, we have to see if the Revs sign him first. It'll be interesting to see. He does have recorded minutes during this preseason, 142 so far. I think that's a solid pick. I mean, looking at other options that are still left on the board, I think if he gets signed, that could be a steal. But I think that's a great pick.
Yeah, limited minutes with the team. Obviously, he's kind of in that super sub role, but I believe he's had two or three goals the last couple of seasons. So if he does, even if he's in a limited role, I mean, he's going to come in a situation where the Revs are pushing down the field. So the big question is whether or not he's signed. I had him on my board. I was hoping to steal him kind of in the later rounds, but alas, and he took him in the sixth round. So I'm going to go back to the back line, and similar to my Brandon Bai logic, I'm going to go with Dave Romney. Romney is not much of a goal scorer, but he scored three last year. I'm hoping, in kind of a similar vein to Brandon Bai, he's able to go up and kind of win some set pieces and maybe bank a couple of home. And the Revs did have some goal scorers on the back line. I know at one point John Bell scored. I believe Henry Kessler scored one or two times last year. So I'm hopeful Dave Romney somehow pushes up and kind of matches that tally he had last year and bank home two or three goals for the Revolution this year.
Yeah, that's a solid pick. It'll be interesting to see what formation the Revs do and what direction they go in on who starts in their back line. I do have Romney as one of the starters if they go two center backs and or if they go three center backs. I think he's a guaranteed lock. He's been an Iron Man since he's been in the league. I think it's a great pick. That's solid.
Seven goals in his career, but three of them were last season. So it's an interesting pick overall. And I was curious to see where he landed, but I don't think I can let him slide past six. So Caleb, you got the turn. Where are we going next?
I think we all know where I'm going. I can't let him fall any further. I'm taking Nacho Heel. in this round. He's been scoring bangers. Twitter's been all over it. I started the hashtag. I got him here. Well, the team got him here, but hashtag announce Nacho Hill. We made it a two-time success. We got to bring him back. I think he will be in a role where he gets minutes. He impressed at the end of last season, and so far the video content that we've seen online has just been him scoring bangers. So I'm all for it.
I like it. Love the pick. Yeah, I think it's a good pick. And similar to the Ima Boateng pick, he might have limited minutes, but he's probably – actually, I think he'll probably get more minutes than Ima Boateng. Even if Ima Boateng is signed, I think he'll probably get a few starts here and there. And he's got the connection right away with Carlos Hill. So, yeah, I'd be surprised if he doesn't score at least one or two this season. So I think that's a pretty solid pick.
Yeah, I agree. And especially if the Reds are going to be a team that plays with wingers this year, I think, you know, he's in line to make a good number of appearances, either off the bench or as a starter. So, I think it's a smart pick. I like the pick here.
Solid. And with my next pick, I will be going to the back line and I will be taking the King Henry Kessler as the next pick. I have a feeling Henry's going to be an aerial threat in the box. Like we said last year, he did have one goal on, I believe it was 11 shots. One goal on 10 shots. So I believe every shot was a header. So how they calculate what's a header on target and what's not, whatever. I think Henry's going to score two or three goals. He's massive. He's going to score. He's going to be in the box for every corner kick anyways, probably every free kick that's in an attacking area. He's hard to defend. I think it's a good pick.
Yeah, I think it's a good pick, too. It's similar to the Romney pick, and I think Kessler's going to get enough minutes that even though he only had one goal last year, I definitely could see him being a little more involved in set pieces in the attack. And I believe he scored two goals in 2021. I'd have to go look that up. I don't have his page in front of me, but definitely a good pick in my opinion. All right, I'm going to go with Rhode Island's own Damian Rivera. Assuming Ima Boateng isn't signed, I think Rivera might be the guy that kind of takes that super sub role. He did only have one goal last year in 417 minutes, but I thought he played pretty decently. I don't know what his role is full-time, but I could definitely see a universe where the Revs are playing with wingers and maybe Dylan Barrero has an injury. Who do you put on the left wing? Maybe they give Damian Rivera some extended time. So I'm going to go with Damian Rivera down here in the seventh round.
I like Damian Rivera here. He didn't play a ton of minutes last season, but he did have two goals, right? One goal. I'm looking at the wrong line. But even still, he only played 412 minutes. He did have the goal on three shots. So he can get involved. I think it makes sense for where we are. I like Rivera as a player, and hopefully, he scored in his first start. So we just got to give him some more starts, right?
Yeah, I think Tico's a solid pick as well. I think he is more likely to play over Ima as well. Though, if there comes an injury to Barrero or I believe to Paniantu, I believe Nacho is probably the next pick to play. That's just my opinion. I think Tico would probably be the next in line after that. And then you're looking at probably Esmir or Ima, but I think Tico's a good pick. It's solid. He's got backing. He's scored goals before. He's one of Rhode Island's own. I think it's a good pick.
All right, Andy, you're up. You got the turn.
I do. And we're getting to the point in the draft now where we are out of players on the roster who scored a goal at all last year. So I'm going to take the last one that I can see on my list here and grab Justin Renix. I don't know if he's going to get a ton of time, right? Current thinking is probably that he falls somewhere around the fifth striker on the depth chart. But we saw last year he didn't have much of an issue overtaking Josie on the depth chart. So maybe that happens again this year and he overtakes Josie and Bobby Wood and manages to get himself some time. I thought he looked okay in spots last year. Certainly his work ethic was unquestionable. So at this point in the draft, I would be happy to take Renix here.
Good pick. I was curious to see how far he would fall because I think, like you guys, I have him kind of consensus fifth guy. I think Bruce is going to go with Bobby Wood and Josie over him. But he did score 3 goals last year, and if he's thrown into a similar role as he was last year, he'll probably get on the score sheet in some way, shape, or form. I'm also curious if they utilize him as a winger as opposed to playing up top. But either way, I don't know if you give him a full season of minutes, I'm not sure how many goals he is producing there. So it'll be interesting. I think this is another pick that could pay dividends if he gets some minutes here.
Yeah, I feel like it's a realistic pick. He does have a history of scoring. He also has a history of missing shots from 2 yards out, which could have won us games. No comment further on that. But I think it's a good pick. I mean, it's the last striker, basically. It's a solid pick.
That's a deep cut there. We're going pre-pandemic Justin Renix there. He did score in a U19, what was it, U20 World Cup?
And I will say that there is another striker on the Revs who has a tendency to miss from 2 yards out when they could have won. And I think you picked him first overall. So.
All right.
We're getting spicy. It's not even a full season yet. So. Andy, let's go on the turn. Who are you picking next? Is it anyone else who misses shots from 2 yards out?
Is this the last round?
This is our last round, yes.
Okay, good. Well, no, in order to miss shots from 2 yards out, you have to take more than 2 shots a year. But unfortunately, that's kind of where we are with the players who are remaining. So I'm just taking the player who took the most shots of the remaining options, and that happens to be Christian McCoon. So I'm going to take him here with my last pick. I think... He's a player that can play center back, so I don't expect a ton of minutes from him necessarily at center back. I think he's pretty far down that depth chart, but he's got some opportunities on set pieces there. More interestingly, we know he can play both as a central midfielder, and we've seen, I think, Bruce play him out at, I want to say it was either, I think it was left back. He filled in for DeJuan Jones at times last year. So if he's, if he's going to get minutes there, and we know that outside back is a spot where the Revs don't apparently think they need a ton of depth. I think there's a small chance that he could see some minutes on the outside. So given what's left on the board, and no offense to any of the other players that are left who are obviously listening to this, I'm sorry, but I'm going to go McCoon here.
Yeah, I like this pick. I think this is the way to go. I think McCoon is going to get minutes one way or another. And I think at this point, you're really looking for guys that are on the field. And you probably didn't want to take Georgia Petrovic. So I'm curious to see what McCoon's role with this team is. It seems like they're trying him out in a couple of different spots, and it seems like in one way or another, he's going to end up on the field at the end of the day for, I don't know, 700 to 1,000 minutes at least.
Yeah, I believe that's a solid pick as well. He has 2 career goals as well, both with Inter Miami. I think it's a solid pick. He is someone who has started a lot of games this offseason, in replace of the injured DeJuan Jones. So I think it's a solid pick. He's probably going to be the starter going into week one if DeJuan is not healthy. So I think it's a realistic pick. And honestly, it's probably a steal this late in this draft.
I'm really torn here. I don't want to go Andrew Farrell because, as we all know, Andrew Farrell really does not score goals. I think he scored 2 in his career. I don't think Georgie Petrovic, as much fun as it would be to have a goalkeeper and maybe hope for a Matt Rhys-style penalty kick, I don't think he's going to score this season as well. And I'm kind of going around the field, and I'm not really sure if I have faith in Ben Rivino or Ryan Spalding. No offense to either one of them. So I'm going to go a little bit off the beaten path, and I'm going to go dig down into Revs 2, and I'm going to take Marcos Diaz, who I know a lot of people are high on. I've heard good things about him. I can't say a ton about him because I haven't watched him much, but in the event that maybe there's just a ton of injuries up top, maybe in some way, shape, or form, he finds his way onto the team, and the Revs kind of add him to the supplemental roster and give him a run out in the end of the season. So I know we're kind of grasping at straws here, but I'm going to go with Marcos Diaz.
I think that's what makes sense to do here. I like everything I've heard about Marcos Diaz. And if there's a player who's got a shot to make the leap from Revs 2 to the first team, he seems like he'd be the one to do it.
Caleb, end this draft. Who do you got?
Oh, I have so many options. Let's see. We got. Let's go through the list here. We got Georgi Petrovic. Possible. We got Jacob Jackson, even though he's out until May. Okay. You got Ben Rivino, unsigned draft pick Victor Souza. We got Earl Edwards Jr., Ryan Spaulding, and Lucas Maciel. And then some random dude named Omar. So I'm going to back a good friend of mine and take Ryan Spaulding. I think he is the obvious replacement choice at the wing back position if Bai, Jones, Makoon, and Bulma are not in. So I think that's a solid pick. Overall, he is good attacking wise. He has gotten a good number of minutes so far this season, and I don't really have any trust in any of the guys on Reds 2 getting called up. Bear, maybe Pierre Caillette, but that's another center back that I feel like he won't get the attacking prowess that Ryan Spaulding could get. So I'm going to finish the draft up strong and get Ryan Spaulding.
We know that the Revs don't like to have a ton of depth on the outside. So if any injuries happen to either Brandon Bai or DeJuan Jones, knock on wood, he's on a short list of players to get some time there.
Yeah, I agree. And I if I remember correctly, Ryan Spaulding did score some goals for Revs too. And he kind of struck me as kind of an attacking player, an attacking wingback. So if DeJuan Jones is sold or if there is an injury, we might see Ryan Spaulding a little bit more throughout this year. And who knows, you know, at this stage in the game, I think we're looking for guys to put up one or two goals maybe. So I think Spaulding is a really good pick here. And I considered him strongly. He probably would have been my next pick other than Marcos Diaz at Revs too. So yeah, good pick there overall. Now, before we wrap this up here, and Andy, I'll start with you. Is there anyone else you had on your board that if we were still going, who you'd pick next?
To be honest, I probably would have taken Andrew Farrell as a mascot pick. I don't realistically expect him to put away any goals this season. I don't think he had any last year. I don't even think he took a shot on target last year. I just love the player. I would be happy to have him on my team as an honorary pick.
Two career goals for Andrew Farrell. And yeah, you're right. I think at one point I looked it up and he's only had like three or four shots over the last like five or six seasons. So that's why I kind of avoided Farrell, but who knows? Caleb, was there any other honorable mentions you had on your draft board that you thought about going with next?
If I was to pick again, I would go to Revolution 2 and I would pick Jordan Adebayo Smith. He's a player that the Revolution 2 signed this offseason. He's a player that I think is a threat going forward. He's competing, of course, with Marcos Diaz, as well as Weverton and Nakye Greenidge-Duncan. But I think Jordan Adebayo-Smith will be the player that breaks out of Revs 2 if there was one. And I believe he did get the lone goal in their 5-1 defeat to the Tampa Bay Rowdies the other day. So I think that would have been my next pick.
I was considering between Marcos Diaz and Adebayo Smith. Caleb, out of curiosity, would you have gone with Diaz or would you have gone with Adebayo Smith if you were me?
I would have gone with Adebayo Smith because he is American, so it makes it easier for his transition from the second team to the first team, as I believe we would need an international slot for Marcos Diaz, and we did trade our last international slot today with Charlotte for some unnecessary gam that probably won't be used and will probably be worth nothing in two seasons. I would have taken Adebayo Smith. It would have been easier for him to transition and an easy move up from the second team to the first team.
My next, I would have gone with Adebayo Smith, but I think beyond that, the only other guy I had on my board here was Omar Gonzalez. And for the similar reasoning of Buck and Romney maybe getting a set piece, I could absolutely see Omar Gonzalez playing in a 5-man back line, going up and scoring a goal off of a set piece. I think a lot of people will think I'm doing that for comedic effect, but I don't know. I could certainly see a situation where Omar Gonzalez finds his way into the game late and they throw him onto the field just as a set piece specialist and he bangs one home. But do I think that's going to happen? No. I liked Omar Gonzalez over Andrew Farrell and Jorge Petrovic. So that's why I had him on my board.
Yeah, I don't think that's for comedic effect at all. If there's one reason why you have Omar Gonzalez on the team at this point in his career, is because he's very tall and he is good in the air, or at least that has been his calling card throughout his career. So, you know, I can totally see a situation where we throw him on in the game late. We're looking to pull one back, and you know, we have a set piece. He gets up high. I think it would have been a good pick.
All right. Well, let's go over the teams real fast for our listeners before we wrap up here today. Caleb, you had the number one pick. You have Giacomo Vrioni. It's been a long day. Vrioni, Altidore, Jack P., Matt Polster, Joshua Bulma, Nacho Heal, Henry Kessler, and Ryan Spalding. I went second, and I have Carlos Heal, Bobby Wood, Brandon Bai, Noel Buck, Tommy Mack, Dave Romney, Damian Rivera, and Marcos Diaz. And Andy, you got Gustavo Bow, Dylan Barrero. You got the clutch 3-4 turn there. I think that's going to really pay off for you. But Bow, Barrero, Blessing, Dewan Jones, Esmir, Ima Boateng, Renix, and Christian McCoon. I'll ask you each first, and I'll go with you first, Caleb. How are you feeling about your team?
I'm pretty confident overall. I think Giacomo is going to have a stellar year, 14 goals, 6 assists. I think he's going to finish fourth in MVP voting. I think Altidore is going to come off the bench for him or Barrero, and I think Paniatu might get the start. So I'm expecting 18 to 19 goals just from those three alone combined. When you get towards the middle with Polster, Bulma, and Heal, I'm expecting at least two, maybe three. And then with Kessler and Spalding, maybe one, probably zero. But I really like how my squad looks, and I think I'm favorite to win, in my opinion.
Andy, you got the Bow Barrero kind of turn there. How are you feeling about your team? Personally, I think you're the favorite to take this combination because of that that talent up top. But how are you feeling about your team?
Oh, I feel great about it. Yeah, like you said, having the 3-4 turn was nice, right? Because, you know, soccer teams' goals tend to be pretty top heavy. So getting two picks in the top four is pretty good. I also feel very good. I didn't realize I had done this until you were reading off the list, but I feel very good about the number of players with B as the first letter of their last name on the team, with Bow, Barrero, Blessing, and Boateng. So I feel very good about that. Half the team is B players. So go B team.
Well, it's going to be an interesting battle. My team, I'm not too confident in them. I think a lot depends on Carlos Heal. Caleb, you're telling me that Heal not getting the penalty kicks has me questioning that pick, and that's very good logic. And I think the fact that my second pick is Bobby Wood also is very concerning, since he only scored two goals last year, and who knows how much he's going to be seeing the field. But I think if my team is successful, it's going to be relying on kind of the depth there, and it's going to be, you know, how much does Brandon Bai get up involved in the offense? Does Dave Romney score a few set pieces, and does he duplicate what he did last year? How much does Noel Buck play? How much does Tommy McNamara play? How much does Damian Rivera play? I think I have a pretty solid depth here, but I'm not too confident in my picks one and two compared to your team. So it's going to be very interesting to see how this plays out. If I had to guess, I think I'd make Andy the slight favorite, just because I really like that 1-2 turn. But Caleb, I think you're right up there with him. So it'll be interesting to see who wins this.
It'll be interesting to the end. I feel like this will be decided on decision day.
Ooh, I like that. I like that. Now, we don't have anything writing on this other than bragging rights, but I'll have to keep track of this as the season goes on. Guys, any final thoughts here before we depart today? Andy, I'll go with you. Any final thoughts? And can you remind the listeners at home where they can find your work and your social media handles?
Sure. I think this was a fun draft. I hope the players on my team all listen and use this for extra motivation throughout the season. You can find my work at Boston Sports Nation. That's BOSSportsNation.com. And you can just click the little Revolution banner there, and that'll bring you to all my articles, or you can follow me on Twitter at Andy Revs Nation, and I post all my content, my articles there as well.
Yeah, and it should be noted that if Andrew Farrell scores 7 goals this season, that he definitely listened to this podcast and used this as motivation. So all credit goes to us.
That's right.
Caleb, any final thoughts? And again, where can people find you on social media, and where can people find your work?
Of course, again, on social media, on Twitter, at Caleb Pongratz 10. You can find my work there. I'll be doing live tweets, breaking news, and articles. You can find my articles on ProstAmerica.com. When you click on ProstAmerica.com, search it up. You can click the MLS tab, and underneath you'll see New England Revolution. You click that tab, and you can have access to all of my work. You'll see articles, player feature stories, couple interviews, tactical inferences, and much, much more. I have a lot planned for this year, and I think that it's going to be a stellar year altogether. So I'm hoping for the best, and let's ride.
Let's ride indeed. And for us, you can follow us at Twitter at Revolution Recap. Also, be sure to follow our Revolution Recap Instagram and Facebook pages. Be sure to follow our friends at the Bent Musket on, follow the Blazing Musket. This write-up is not updated whatsoever. Be sure to follow the Blazing Musket on Twitter at Blazing Musket and follow their work online at www.theblazingmusket.com. And please subscribe to their Substack for year-round coverage of the Revolution. Also, be sure to follow our friends in the Rebellion at the Rebellion on Twitter and go to nurebellion.org. To learn more about them and support our culture. And also check out our sponsor Glasso Kits and use promo code REVSRECAP for 15% off your order. Make sure you are subscribed on iTunes or wherever you are listening. And if you could, please go rate and review us 5 stars. It always helps people looking for Revolution content find it. We'll be back later this week, season opener against Charlotte FC. Until then, thank you everyone for listening and go Revs.
If you travel, you know when it comes to love.
See you soon.
Can't wait.
The sky is no limit. You know with your Delta Amex card, being oceans apart means meeting in Aruba. And booking a war travel with your card means saving 15% on Delta flights. You know kissing under the bridge of sighs guarantees eternal love. Because you're the long-distance lovebirds. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Take off 15 discount not applicable to partner operated flights or taxes and fees. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/you know.